This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A delegation of U.S. representatives visited Kyiv Monday to tout support for Ukraine following the passage of a legislative package providing billions of dollars in security assistance to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan.
The U.S. House of Representatives has passed $60 billion in assistance to aid the people of Ukraine in your fight against illegal Russian aggression. It is my hope that as soon as this week, the Senate will also pass this bill and that the president will sign it into law.
Republican Representative Tom Keene, the Senate is set to begin considering the House passed bill Tuesday with some preliminary votes that afternoon. Final passage is expected sometime next week, which would clear the way for President Joe Biden to sign it into law. Russian media say the country is preparing to move ballistic missiles close to its border with Finland. Henry Ridgewell reports for VOA.
Russian media reported Monday that the military plans to deploy an Iskander ballistic missile system close to the border with Finland. But the announcement is not raising alarm bells in Helsinki, says security analyst Charlie Salonius-Pasternak.
Announcing a thing and then doing something about it are two very different things when it comes from Russia.
Analysts say Finland is facing varied security and hybrid threats from Russia since it joined NATO after Moscow's invasion of Ukraine. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News.
European Union countries possessing Patriot air defense systems appear reluctant to give any to Ukraine. The country is desperately seeking at least seven of the missile batteries to help fend off Russian air attacks. At a meeting Monday of EU foreign and defense ministers, countries with Patriots preferred to focus on the money they are spending to help Ukraine. Only Germany has come forward with a single Patriot missile battery in answer to Ukraine's latest request. This is VOA News. New satellite photos suggest an apparent Israeli retaliatory strike targeting Iran's central city of Isfahan hit a radar system for a Russian-made air defense battery, contradicting repeated denials by officials in Tehran of any damage in the assault. The strike on S-300 radar and what appears to have been a very limited strike by the Israelis would represent far more damage done than in the massive drone and missile attack Iran unleashed against Israel on April 13th. That may be why Iranian officials up to Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei have been trying to dismiss discussing what the attack actually did on Iranian soil. The Associated Press analyzed images Monday from Planet Labs PBC of that damage. The U.S. State Department Monday said Hamas moved the goalposts in ceasefire talks with Israel.
What you have seen over the past few weeks is Hamas moved the goalposts. There are demands that they have made. Israel has moved some way to meeting those demands, and Hamas has then changed their demands.
State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller, the ceasefire discussions mediated by Qatar and Egypt are being held against the backdrop of a humanitarian disaster in Gaza, where Palestinians are suffering severe shortages of food, medicine, and other essentials. An agreement has reportedly been reached for U.S. troops to leave Niger, where hundreds marched to protest the American presence on Sunday and assigned the West African country's shifting allegiances. Reuters correspondent David Doyle reports.
Hundreds marched through Niger's Agadez on Sunday to demand the departure of U.S. troops from a military base there. That shortly after a source familiar with the matter said an agreement had been reached between the army and Washington to start such a withdrawal. Military rulers in Niger, like juntas in neighboring Burkina Faso and Mali, have been ending military deals with one-time allies like the US and France, and instead fostering closer ties with Russia.
That's Reuters' David Doyle reporting. British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak's latest effort to send some migrants to Rwanda finally won approval from Parliament early Tuesday. This is hours after he pledged deportation flights will begin in July. The parliamentary logjam had stalled the legislation for 2 months and was finally broken just after midnight when the unelected House of Lords recognized the primacy of the elected House of Commons and dropped the last of its proposed amendments, clearing the way for the bill to become law. Earlier in the day, Sunak demanded that the Lords stop blocking his key proposal for ending the tide of migrants crossing the English Channel, promising that both houses of Parliament would remain in session until it was approved. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.